Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting question. And that question is related to a topic which is very important and which, a lot of us are unfortunately afflicted with this malady. No problem, but we're going to talk about how to get rid of it and what to do if we are afflicted by it. I'm speaking, of course, of backbiting. As you know, this is considered one of the major sins in Islam, and it's a sin of the tongue. There's other sins of the tongue, like lying and these kind of things, slander. Along with those, one of them is backbiting. Let's start by defining backbiting. Backbiting means you speak behind a person's back, not in his presence, something that he would be upset about if he knew you were telling this about him, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be false or a lie or whatever. You know, it can be true, but the person should not be happy about it. So the question arises here, and this is the question we want to talk about. What should we do if we backbite somebody? You know, how should we atone for this sin? Is it enough just to say, well, to ask God for that I'm sorry and like this? Or, you know, is there something else we should do? In order to answer this question, we can take some inspiration from some of the ahadith which have been narrated in the hadith about this topic. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said the following. The Prophet was asked about the penance for backbiting, to which he replied, "You must seek God's forgiveness on behalf of the one you have talked about every time you remember him." Right, so, you know, every time this comes to your mind, you should ask his forgiveness. Perhaps this is because a lot of times the people say that, well, our scholars say that if you backbite a person, if you can, you should go and ask forgiveness for the person. But if asking forgiveness for him, it leads to other problems. Like, for example, let's say it leads to corruption and fitna and like enmity and hostility between you, and then it makes the matter worse. Well, what do you do in that situation? Well, this hadith probably alludes to this, that you should ask forgiveness for him when you remember him. You should do some good deed on his behalf. Aside from that, a person should also ask forgiveness for God, because he's also committed a sin and disobeyed one of God's commands. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said the following, "When one of you backbites about his fellow brother, he must seek forgiveness from God, for that is the penance for it." So two things here. We've trampled upon the rights of our fellow brothers, one. And secondly, we have, disregarded one of the rights of God Almighty. And so therefore, we should make up for it from both of these vantage points and from both of these, perspectives. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the penance for backbiting in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz. a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.